Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and I've got Teresa in the studio now, who's one of the artists performing at Live and Local on Friday, which is tomorrow.
It is. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, as well as you performing, there's the Short Notes and Moon Goose. I don't really know. I know that Oren Devlin's involved with one of those, and that's it. So, all local music. Because you're in the middle, does that mean you're second on stage on the list?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard it can change.
It can.
Yes.
Anything can happen. But I'm. Talk to Penny, and that's where I'm out on tomorrow night. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, just for people who don't know, what sort of music will you be singing?
I'll be singing. I'll be playing my guitar. I'll be using my loop pedal, and I will be doing a little bit of mixing with my DDJs.
So okay.
It's a bit of a...
So it's a full sound?
It is. I don't always know what I'm going to do, but I kind of just work it out as I go along. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it your own music you'll be playing?
It is, yeah. So yeah. I've produced the tracks that I'll be playing in behind my vocals and guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, and you're performing under the stage name Salty?
Yes, yep. So it's a bit of a double entendre on, like, soul, sort of soulful vocals, Salty. Yeah. And then also, obviously, the Salty being by the ocean, nature, a play on words with that.
So it's spelled Soulty, for those who are wondering, with a capital T as well.
Yep, that's for me, for T.
Oh, for Teresa, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, it all makes perfect sense.
I did
sense.
Think it through, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't just random.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what sort of, do you stick to a genre? Do you have that kind of approach?
Yeah, I guess so. I've kind of, it's pop with elements of soul, funk, and a bit of blues kind of vocal styles. But then it's sort of, I've got that lo-fi sort of chill vibe. I guess I'm on this first EP that I'm recording at the moment, which these are all singles from, it's me determining that sound, which I guess any EP for somebody is probably going to be a bit about that. I'm figuring it out as I go along. But
so you don't decide this song's going to be sound like this and then go and make it? Does it emerge as you make it?
Or? Well, no, I kind of do. I kind of go, all right, I want this to have a disco beat with...
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not necessarily... thinking of it, the body of work, as in it's all going to be a, I don't know, liquid drum and bass track EP or, you know. It's,
oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You just go song by song.
Yeah. Just as the inspiration kind of strikes, yeah.
And so is this this show the first time you'll be playing some of these live?
Possibly one of them, one that I'm actually going up to try and write and record today after this interview.
Oh, so the pressure's on. It's got to be done today.
Yeah, honestly, this is life. I just have a million things to do. But if I can finish it today, I thought I would play it tomorrow. But we'll see how it happens.
Oh, we'll see how it happens.
Yeah,
does it have a name?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. So we can't even tell people to look out for that.
If you come along, I'll definitely let you know. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's the track, yeah.
So, all right, so you're literally leaving here to go up to Auckland?
Yes.
And you've got a studio up there
I'm
to
working
use?
With, yeah, I'm working with... a producer. I went and did it was New Zealand Music Month last month, and so I took the opportunity to go and work with a mentor, New Zealand Music Mentor. She goes by the name of Tali, or MC Tali, and she's helping me to fit my music into some more electronic genres. So basically I wrote this album as a pop album with the intention of being able to remix it so that it could go into like liquid drum and bass or a house set or audience. Because New Zealand's such a small market, it's how can you expand your reach and get your music out to more people other than just, you know, the radio. I'd like it to be played.
So how does that mentor arrangement work?
So I just applied for it.
Oh, there's a system for it.
You put your name forward and there's so many opportunities that come up during that month. It's incredible. They really do a great job of it. I put my name down, booked a slot, worked with Tali for an hour and just felt really inspired. And then basically she was like, I love your stuff. Should we work on a track together? So,
okay, so that wasn't a promise at the end of it that that would happen. That was just her choice at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So if she hadn't really liked it, she would have said, well, here's my advice, see you later.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. But no, I was really, really stoked to hear her feedback on that. And she's off to the UK soon, on the 13th. So, yeah, because she's touring over there.
Is she a bit of a big deal? I just saw a bit of an interview of her.
Yeah. She's huge. As an MC in the drum and bass scene, she sort of pioneered it in New Zealand. And
That's what I heard.
So she's going over there to do that. And then this is basically the last chance I can get to catch her before she goes away. So
that's really awesome. You must have been really stoked about that. Who decides that you get to see her? Like, is that a New Zealand On Air thing or something?
I guess it was a collaboration between New Zealand Music Month and Tali, and you know, they would have found somebody who was fitting to mentor up and coming musicians.
How did you feel when the word came through that you got the chance?
I mean, excited. I've been doing this for a while now, and so I've put myself in front of all sorts of opportunities, and you just never know how things are going to go. You kind of just go along with it, and with, you know, not zero expectations, but just manage expectations and just see what comes of things, because you never know. So really happy. I mean, anything like that is an awesome opportunity. So
And so tell us, every musician I talk to has a day job, or pretty much every musician I talk to. So what's your situation?
Well, currently I'm working up at Extreme as the merchandising coordinator. So if you've noticed, the shop's looking a little bit more snazzy lately.
Oh, yes, it is. Yep.
I've had a really good organisation of it, and so I'm basically working in the clothing section and running the team there. And it's been really cool to work locally and just connect with people more on a local level.
Is it a job that gives you enough space to do your music? It must do, because you're doing it. So
thanks, Extreme. That's mainly one of the reasons why I wanted to work locally in Raglan, because I was working full-time in a corporate job in media and just absolutely struggling with, like, working Monday to Friday and then trying to fit in music around that. And I did it for probably too long. and then it was, something had to change. So
is it more high pressure?
It's the idea of, it's definitely the pressure, and also like the, you need to live and die by your job mentality, like, kind of.
So it takes your soul in a way.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, they really struggle to see, I find they struggle to see that there's some people who have a life outside of work. They want you to be totally committed to just that project, and can't always see that people have got other interests and things that they want to do outside of work.
Well-rounded human beings need not apply. It was a long time ago, but I was in that situation too. And I didn't like the bosses calling it a family business and then expecting you to come in on the weekend and leave your family at home.
And I think it's healthy for people to have interests other than work. It means that you're going to bring so much more to the table than just getting stuck and or feeling stagnant in your role.
So were you in Auckland or somewhere like that? We had to commute.
I did work in Waikato and then in Auckland as well. So commuted at different times.
So the commute in Raglan's pretty sweet, eh?
Yeah. Drive right up to the front door.
Awesome. So what sort of, when did you start music? Did you start really young?
It's funny because everyone's like, oh, you're putting some music out. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I should have done it ages ago, but this is obviously the time. But I started singing when I was probably like 5 years old. I started singing in church choirs, actually. And during school, I was always in like the school band, and then got into playing in rock bands, like four-piece rock bands, and doing cover gigs. I'd do like the odd solo kind of show. When I was 15, I was on McDonald's Young Entertainers.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyone remembers that? And so that was sort of like New Zealand's like talent show before like America's Got Talents came along.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I was in rock bands, covers bands, and then just always wrote music, but kind of never really made it a focus to have my own brand as an artist. And more I got into actually the electronic music scene and playing with DJs and freestyling, I kind of realised that I really like had my own sound and I wanted to get that out there. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is freestyling like to do?
It's pretty, like, I mean, some people have definitely got a knack for it. It's, to me, it didn't really ever come like naturally. Like some people just can get up and, I mean, I think it's a lot of practice. It's a lot of,
because it looks like you just get up and do it, but
yeah,
there's work behind. Work before you get there.
Yeah, definitely. It's like muscle memory.
Okay.
And just knowing, like having themes or, I mean, and or ideas you can play on. But yeah, generally it would be, I would be working with like the lyrics of another song or the song I'm working with, or just ad-libbing, which is just like oohs and ahs and like little vocal accents on music to engage the crowd and connect with the crowd. So you kind of, you never know what's going to happen on the day, but you just kind of, prepare for it as much as you can. And basically, playing at like the Yacht Club or other clubs has just sort of helped me to develop that skill.
Right. It's a bit of a leap of faith.
Definitely. It can be quite nerve-wracking, I guess, because you kind of like, oh, well, but then, you know, everyone always enjoys it and you learn some more and then next time it's easier. It just, you just got to put yourself out there and give it a go, really.
And you've got the music behind you to fill the space if you need space filled.
Yeah.
Now, I saw you were on Facebook asking for help with a drone video. So you're making a video for the music?
Yeah. So at the end of my media career, I went to India and I ended up shooting part of a music video there. Very randomly, I came across some musicians who knew a video editor. Anyway, came back and then collaborated with some friends here who are in film and lighting industries.
Yeah,
and we shot some scenery around Raglan, and basically I'm at the stage now where I'm editing with my friend who's she's shot short films.
Yeah,
and we're hoping for my first music video to come out in the coming months. So
okay.
Yeah.
So it's serious then.
Like giving it a good shot.
Yeah, like if you. Yeah, if you're putting a video together, that's a whole other step from making music in your bedroom. Like.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a huge investment of time and money. Like, it's not cheap, all the stuff. It costs a lot of money to put it all together, and it's, once you commit to something like that, it's almost like a bit of a snowball effect. Like, there's more and more you kind of got to do. You realise,
right. We've done this, we should do this.
Yeah. And there's a lot of admin that goes in behind being a musician.
Well, that's boring, isn't it? That's not what you've got into it for.
I know, but like, you know, you've got to have your socials up and running so people know what you're doing. You've got to have.
But you have some experience of that, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. Which has come in handy. But yeah, when you're doing it on your own, you wear all the hats. So, I'm learning a lot though. It's great, and I'll be able to, you know, pass some of that information on to. All that information onto other artists, so I'm looking to do that at some point. Mm. Yeah.
And will you do like a tour around the country? You're going to fit
Yeah. So the other day I had a meeting on a platform for all the music festivals in New Zealand. So basically, you sit at a little desk, an online desk, and you have a chat to the festival owners or managers, and talk about your act and you know how you see it fitting into that festival. So at the moment, it's the time to apply now. So for summer, so that's what I'm.
Actually, I was just talking to Naomi from Soundsplash the other day, she and Brian just had a 17 artist session.
Yeah, I chatted to them.
Right. Yeah. So you're one of 17.
Yeah.
And Naomi was like, I have to take notes. There's no way I can remember everything.
Yeah, it's I can imagine.
Yeah, yep. so it's admin on that side as well. Like,
yeah,
they want the artists that suit their event the best, but it's
you've
got to work it. You've got to work quite hard.
Yeah,
yeah. So, and I mean, do you have expectations or hopes, or you're doing like what you said before, of just putting it out there to see what?
Yeah, I just put it out there and see what comes back. Just at the point where it's like whatever's going to be right for me is going to come my way, and whatever isn't isn't. So just roll with that.
Yeah. Try to be at peace about it.
Yeah.
And what about, I don't think I've asked you about like musical influences. Are there musicians you love and their stuff gets into your work, or do you like go looking for people to borrow from?
Not really, and I always kind of struggle with this question because, I mean, I do have, like, I've got a really wide variety of music that I'm into, so it's really hard. But, like, you know, like, I love, like, Massive Attack as a band, but then I also love, like, Amy Winehouse as a singer, or Lauryn Hill as a singer, or, you know, and then I love some Kiwi artists. Like, I grew up listening to, like, Beck Runga. I've got such a wide variety of musicians that I follow that I kind of, I guess I'm still kind of piecing together who those main inspirations are, but yeah, I'm not sure.
That's all right, I guess. That's all right, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
No.
Point to it.
I mean, I do get people say to me, oh, you sound like this, or you sound like that, or.
Do you want to say who they say?
The other day it was like, you sound like St. Vincent, which is an Australian artist. I've had, oh, that track sounds like a fresh vibe on Madonna. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Is that what you were going for?
Not really, you know what? She's huge, so I'll take it. She's a powerhouse.
Yeah. But also, I mean, she's so well known. I guess that if just randomly people are going to see her as something that it reminds them of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how people relate things together like that.
And do you worry about imagery, things like that? Is that all part of the process?
Like your brand or
I guess so, like, yeah, what you wear and then what your artwork's like and all that, like,
yeah, definitely.
I mean
I think you kind of have to, you know, you almost have to start looking at yourself not like a product, but kind of in a way, whereas people need to identify with you and what you stand for, or what you believe in. So all of that needs to be represented on the visual side of things, as well as you know what they're listening to.
Yeah.
So,
and these days on social media, they might actually see you before they hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So and video is huge. Like, it's people want to see. They want to see who's behind, you know, the mic making the music. So it's
Would you go to the trouble of like preparing short form like TikToks and
I actually haven't ventured out to TikTok yet, and I really should. Well, I've got an account, but I just get so like frustrated and eaten up in social media, but I try to put most of it on Instagram at the moment, but yeah, at some point I will. I'll be doing cut downs. At the moment I'm cutting down my music video so that I can do little snippets like for my first release, which will be in July.
Yeah.
And that's called Evergreen, and that's going to be up on digital platforms, and then the music video to follow.
Okay. So you've got a planned date, or you're just a little keeping it hazy?
I've got a plan to release it. I'm releasing it in July.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Not a specific day yet though.
No. I will get there. I actually just need to probably put a date down and make it. It's a funny thing. You kind of, you're like, oh, is this the right date? Is this the right time? But there is none.
Yeah, you end up second guessing yourself a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
And you said it's an EP?
Yes.
Has a theme kind of developed in the music? Like,
yeah, I think it has. I think, and that's why it's sort of, the more I've worked on it, the more it's sort of solidified in that theme. So I'm working with a producer in Auckland who's helped me with that, and then also, it's just getting. I think it's just becoming more. The essence of it is becoming, more solidified. That's kind of the only right way I can describe it.
Yeah. And what do you find yourself singing about or writing about?
Life experiences and, pretty much life experiences, like what inspires me, love.
Of course. Don't get into like political stuff or anything like that, things that make you angry.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of that in there.
A little bit of that. Does it stand out, or is it just kind of a little bit subtle?
It's not that angry.
It's not Rage Against the Machine.
Nah. But, I mean, I'd like to voice a lot more of issues that are happening in New Zealand and in the world. I think, as I solidify myself in this as a solo artist, I'll be more confident and know more about what I want to say. It's a funny old world we live in. It's really important to speak your voice, but you've also, you know, there's so many different perspectives and ways people can take things, so you've got to really kind of, you know, work with that. Yeah,
and something that I seem to have ended up talking about with quite a few people recently is issues for women in the music industry. That it sounds like it's still quite a sexist place, and there's things you have to put up with. Well, I don't want to say you have to put up with, but you know what I mean. Like,
there's still stuff
going on in there. Is that your experience?
Oh, definitely. Like, wow. I could probably write a book on it. Unfortunately, and it's really hard because you talk to people about it and they kind of just say things like, but we've had similar experiences and this, and sort of like downplaying it. It's really hard.
But there's a change coming in that. If you look at, like, in the last 5 years in different sports, there's been all these reviews, like, I mean, cycling had it, gymnastics has had it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my university experience at an architecture school, there was a lot of bullying from staff there, of students. And then now there are, and it was common in, for some reason, in architecture schools all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's starting to be reviews there was a famous one in the UK recently where there was a review that revealed all sorts of awful stuff. So things are changing. So I don't think, oh, that's the way it's been, or you just have to put up with it, is actually, it's definitely not true anymore.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you just sort of feel like you have to, for myself anyway, you feel like you have to be really, really strong in your boundaries and what you want, because otherwise, as soon as you pull back and you kind of relax, that's when you start to feel like you are stepped over told your ideas aren't right or that their ideas are better or whatever. And it's, it gets exhausting having to hold that up all the time. And then also it's like, you know, you get the, well, you're just, you know, being a woman who's, you know, being a feminist. And then it's like, no, actually, I just want to have a valid, my opinion or my suggestion be valid and.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's a song I really want to play on the radio, but I can't, by an Aussie band called Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers. Mm-hmm. An all-woman band, and it's called Girl Sports, and they're just poking fun at guys in the music industry, but the whole chorus consists of them shouting F off.
So there's no way
I can't play it on community radio. I'd love to. It's such a fun song.
Yeah.
But,
And see, like, I've had moments where I definitely, like, just feel so, defeated by all of that, but then also I've worked with some amazing guys in the industry who are my really good friends, and because it seems to be that there are more males in the industry because of what, I don't know, you know, is it sexism, is it men are more drawn to it than women, I don't know, but a lot of my friends are males and they've been amazing, but then also I've had to deal with those experiences through others, so it is changing. I totally agree, and
I think it's useful to see it happening in other kind of sectors, like the sporting sector, where the coach-player relationship has always been one of an imbalance, as well. Yeah. Anyway, that's a very sober kind of chat. Part of the chat. We got Live and Local this Friday, and Teresa's going to be playing as Salty. There's also the Short Notes and Moon Goose. You might have to find out more about them when you get there, folks. Although I know that there's people in both those outfits who have played at Live and Local before. That's why I thought we should talk to you. And you've got music coming out in July, a music video on the way. Did you get help with the drone footage? Because you're asking about
that
on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Good old regular notice board. You can always find the answer to something. Yeah, no. Yeah. Someone put me onto a drone, New Zealand drone page, and I've found an app. So, no, all sorted.
All right. Awesome. Well, that's brilliant. So, well, we look forward to that, and we'd love to play your music when it turns up as well.
Amazing. Yeah, I'd love to hear it on the Ragnar Radio.
Yeah, that's all part of what we like to do here. It's all awesome. About local stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming in. And our doors open 7, on stage 7:30. I should mention that as well, Friday. Out the back at the Old School Folks.
Yeah, come out and support local music.
Thanks for coming in.